Hello and welcome to the Veg Grower Podcast Supporters Club. I'm thrilled to have you here today. I hope you've had a fantastic week and are feeling energized and ready for the weekend. I'm a little late tonight, but I've got to admit, I'm starting to feel much more myself after the burnout I felt at the weekend. Recharged, got up on plenty of sleep, ate some good food, just looked after myself, got myself back to how I should be. And I've got to say, I am eagerly looking forward to the weekend. Now this weekend, even though I am on call, I'm still hoping to tackle a lot of the tasks on my to-do list. I've made plans to visit my allotment on Saturday morning, and one of my main tasks that I want to attack this weekend is to harvest the rest of my garlic. I harvested my early white garlic a couple of weeks ago. It's time to harvest the rest up. I've noticed when I'm down on the allotment that the tops have flopped over. So it's time to see what they are going to be like. Now, there's nothing quite like the satisfaction of pulling up those bulbs and enjoying those rich flavours in my recipes. But we've got to dry them out and see how they get on. Now, added to that, I'm also hoping to remove the broad beans from my allotment. They've gone over. They're not going to produce anything. So I'm going to just cut them off at the base. And that should then leave a bit of room to plant out some more beans. And this is going to be great. It just puts that extra bed to use. Something I've been talking about quite a bit, of course. But it gives my beds more chance to make in more food. And experiment with different bean varieties and see what happens. Now, at the home plot, which is probably going to be Saturday afternoon or Sunday, it's still very much about tidying up. I don't know how it gets so messy, but we've got quite a bit of wood that needs cutting up, ready for our winter months to save on our heating bills. And added to that, you know, I'm hoping by tidying up and making some plans, in the winter months, I'm hoping to get a few landscaping projects. I've got to brainstorm the ideas, draw them out, and just figure out what I'm going to do. One example is that I want to create like a little area in front of my greenhouse where I have cold frames and a potting bench and possibly even a deck in. Just make the area look nice, but also be functional and be able to have an area where I can grow all my plants, grow my seedlings and so on. You know, I've got to draw these plans out and see what happens. And then, of course, I'll be sowing some more seeds as well. Planning to sow radish, lettuce and rocket. And these quick-growing plants would just help ensure we get a fresh supply of delicious greens throughout the season. It's always a joy to harvest homegrown salads. Just struggling in my allotment at my home plot to grow for some reason this year. So that is my plans for this weekend, my major tasks. But I've got a few tasks that you could also be doing this weekend in your own veg garden or allotment, and they're pretty seasonal. So first of all, we got pruning. It's worth taking a stroll through your garden, through your allotment, and look for any overgrown or unruly plants that need a little trim. Pruning helps promote healthy growth and keeps your garden looking neat. I'm actually looking for a book on pruning at the moment because it's something I've got a good idea of what to do, but I think it's time to really knuckle it down and learn so I can be able to communicate it better. It's also been the summer months, the ideal time, I think I've spoken about this, to prune stone fruit trees. So our peaches, our cherries, this is the time to prune them. If we prune those in the winter, there's a good chance they catch silver leaf disease. Next, weed control. Of course, just keeping those pesky weeds under control, pulling them out, and just stopping them from taking over the vegetable beds. Just keeping them in check ensures the plants have all the resources they need to thrive. And of course, once you've done the weeding, mulching, a good layer of organic mulch around your plants helps retain moisture in the soil, suppress weeds, and regulates soil temperature. Great way, you know, to nurture your plants and minimize maintenance. I'm a big fan of mulching, grass clippings, compost, straw. I'm a big fan of it because it just really does elevate your gardening experience. And then, of course, we've got harvesting and preserving. So if you've got plenty of crops that are ready for harvest, I can say I've got soft fruits, raspberries and cherries and gooseberries. And we've also got some broccoli and things like that. It's a time to go and pick those. And once we've gathered them, of course, if we can't eat them straight away, it's going to be worth preserving. Freezing, canning, drying, any of these options that can be used for future enjoyment. So there you go, just a few tasks for this weekend. Now let's move on to a more interesting topic for today, and that is how to grow chives from seed. Of course, I've sent out chives in this month's gift pack, and chives are a wonderful, versatile herbs that add this really delicate onion flavour to dishes. They're really easy to grow, and they can be a great addition to your kitchen garden or even your windowsill. Now, chives are best grown from seeds. They prefer a sunny spot with well-draining soil, and we want to sow the seeds thinly in small pots or trays and lightly cover them with compost. Keep the soil moist and watch as the seedlings emerge within a couple of weeks. Once the chives have grown to a few inches tall, you can transplant them out to your garden or into larger pots. Now, this is a point that I like to grow quite a few of my chives in large pots. And as they grow and as they go over the years, they grow bigger and bigger and take up that pot. Now, we could actually pot these straight into the garden as well as another option. They will continue to grow. They'll continue to get bigger and bigger. You know, they do tend to spread is what I'm saying. And this can be a good thing. Don't get me wrong. Now, they do benefit from regular watering, of course, and an occasional feeding with a balanced fertilizer. And chives are known for that beautiful purple pom-pom-like flowers that attract pollinators to your garden. Those flowers are also edible along with the leaves, the stalks, which you basically harvest by cutting, treating them like cut and come again. They get to about 15 centimetres tall. We cut them as we need them and use them in salads or garnishes, etc., etc. Now, one of the things that I want to say is, as I said, chives have a tendency to spread and they take over pots. So what I like to do, if a pot gets a bit too big, I then split that pot into half, replant it, or replant both halves so that I double the amount of chives. And you can actually go to a supermarket and buy a pot of chives in order to split them and do this. But one thing it's worth thinking about is actually planting them in your vegetable beds. This is something I've noticed and have been reading up on. Chives are slug and snail deterrents, it is said. I don't know if you've ever seen slugs or snails on your chives, but I certainly have never known them or found them on my slugs and snails on my chives. And I've never seen them crawling or trying to eat chives either. So I feel that slugs and snails could be a good deterrent for slugs and snails if you do have a problem. It might be worth just taking a few of those plants and plant them in the ground around your salads or whatever plants you may have problems with. I know somebody has a problem with beans. Chives might be the answer. It's something to think about. Now, this is only something I have noticed, and I've seen it on a TikTok video, somebody saying about this, but it certainly gets you thinking, and I certainly think it's something that we can look into and see if it actually works for slugs and snails. Logically, or by what I've noticed, I think it will. Let me know what you think. It'd be great to find out. Right, that is it for today's episode of the Veg Grower Podcast Supporters Club. I hope you found this information on and tasks helpful and inspiring. Remember, your journey as a veg grower is all about learning, experimenting, and enjoying the fruits of your labour. My final thought for the day. Thank you for tuning in, and don't forget to join us next time for more tips and etc., etc. Till then, please take care.